that's a bingo.
888-971-SAGE. 888-971-7243. Larry Elder, ReliefFactor.com studio. Whoopi Goldberg wants to know why Bernie Sanders is still in the race. Andrea Mitchell of MSNB Hee Haw wants to know why Bernie Sanders is still in the race. See, they don't want Bernie Sanders still in the race because they want to focus all their attention, all their money on defeating a man they consider to be, quote, an existential threat, close quote. I don't mean the coronavirus coronavirus. I'm talking about Donald J. Trump. Gavin Newsom on CNN says, hey, I would be lying if I said Trump hasn't been responsive to our needs. Say it ain't so. And I still can't get anybody who watches MSNB Hee Haw to call me. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Only if you watch a lot of MSNB Hee Haw and you're familiar with their lineup, give me a call. Been asking now for 2 hours. Nobody in the elder audience watches MSNB Hee Haw. No, Larry, we don't, because you watch it, so we don't have to. Now, we're also going to talk about what Joe Biden would do. By the way, I got a phone call last hour. Unfortunately, the gentleman didn't stay on the line. Who says, yeah, Donald Trump's doing a good job now that he's no longer calling it a hoax. I'm sorry the gentleman hung up because I wanted to correct him. One more time. The president never called the coronavirus itself a hoax. Yet you hear it over and over again. It doesn't matter that the Washington Post gave that assertion for Pinocchio's. Here's MSNB Hee Haw's Lansing.
And even before the president presented that grim news yesterday, Americans were growing increasingly concerned about the lack of a firm, coordinated federal response. And perhaps his statements just weeks ago that this was all a hoax.
Yeah, and the president in Charlottesville said there were good Nazis and bad Nazis. Yeah, and the president mocked a handicapped reporter. He did nothing of the sort. Nor did he refer to the coronavirus as a hoax. As claimed by, among others, David Leonhardt, who is a writer and a reporter for the New York Times. Maybe the New York Times doesn't read the Washington Post. Tim Ryan, the Democrat, member of the House who ran for president from Ohio. Speaking of Ohio, the Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown and Joe Biden are among the numerous Democrats and members of the media that continue to insist that the president referred to the coronavirus as a hoax. As I mentioned, the Washington Post fact checker gave the Trump call the coronavirus a hoax story for Pinocchio's. That's as bad a score as the Washington Post gives. And they are left wing, as you well know. Here's what the Washington Post said, and I'm quoting, at the 10-second mark, referring to a political ad put up by Joe Biden, the camera shows a tight shot of the president saying coronavirus and then cuts to a wide shot where he says, this is their new hoax. Both clips are from Trump's February 28 campaign rally in North Charleston, South Carolina, but he never said coronavirus is their new hoax. Rather, Biden's ad clipped a large part of Trump's speech to make it seem as though he had, end of quote. And we give it four Pinocchios. So for the gentleman who called and said, well, Trump's now sounding pretty good because he now realizes the coronavirus is not a hoax. Maybe, just maybe, you don't read the Washington Post either. John Hopkins study found that the United States is better prepared for a pandemic than any other country. The study was released in October of last year. It's called the Global Health Security Index. Examined 195 countries on their preparedness and ability to handle an epidemic or a pandemic. What did it conclude? And I'm quoting, no country is fully prepared for epidemics or pandemics, and every country has important gaps to address, close quote. But they gave us a score of number one of the six categories that they looked at. Now, Vice President Joe Biden also said, quote, they've cut the funding for the CDC, end of quote. And it is true, President Trump proposed a cut to the CDC, but Congress disagreed and, in fact, increased their budget. Factcheck.org, quote, it's misleading at best to claim Trump slashed fundings when his proposals haven't taken effect. For instance, Trump's fiscal 2020 budget proposal would have reduced CDC funding by $750.6 million compared to what was enacted for fiscal 2019. But Congress passed and Trump signed a budget that increased CDC funding by $420 million, end of quote. That's factcheck.org. Oh, what about the assertion that Trump fired the head of a pandemic response team and that he dissolved the team? New York Mayor, former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg made that assertion, quote, "And one of the great problems today," said Bloomberg, "you read about the virus. What's really happening here is the president fired the pandemic specialist in this country 2 years ago. So there's nobody here to figure out what the hell we should be doing," end of quote, said Mike Bloomberg. Now, the man that he's referring to is Rear Admiral R. Timothy Zimmer, who was the senior director of the National Security's Office of Global Health Security and Biodefense. And about this man, Zimmer, here's what factcheck.org said. "Just because Zimmer's position was discontinued does not mean that everyone who was part of the team was fired or that all of the functions of the directorate ceased. According to reporting by The Atlantic and The Washington Post, some team members were shifted to other groups. Others took over some of Zimmer's duties. An NSC spokesman at the time said the administration, quote, remains committed to global health, global security, and biodefense, and will continue to address these issues with the same resolve under a new structure," end of quote. As for Zimmer, he's now Senior Deputy Assistant Administrator at the Bureau for Democracy, Conflict, and Humanitarian Assistance at the U.S. Agency for International Development. So what else you got? No, he didn't call it a hoax. No, he didn't cut CDC funding. No, the disbanding of the pandemic response team did not mean nobody was watching the store. Can you knock it off? Can you knock it off? We're going to have a 9/11 style commission to find out what did he know and when did he know it. Never mind all those Democrats giving advice that turned out to be either flat out wrong or advice that was walked back. Here again, Democrats, take it away, Bambucci.
The risk to New Yorkers for coronavirus is low.
And our city preparedness is high.
This should not stop you from going about your life, should not stop you from going to Chinatown and going out to eat. I'm going to do that today myself.
Come to Chinatown. Here we are. We're, again, careful, safe, and come join us.
There is no concern at this time for coronavirus in our region.
The Department of Sanitation is ready for Mardi Gras 2020.
The facts are reassuring.
We want New Yorkers to go about their daily lives.
But there's really no need to panic and to avoid activities that we always do as New Yorkers. We are a hardy people.
Americans do not need to panic. What I would suggest, however, is that Americans take this as a wake-up call for seasonal flu.
There's very little threat here. This disease, even if you were to get it, basically acts like a common cold or flu.
So we're telling New Yorkers, go about your lives, take the subway, go out, enjoy life.
And certainly not to miss the parade next Sunday. I'm going to be there.
If you had to, would you close down the borders?
No.
We need to be honest about the American people. With the American people about the fact that we can't keep people coming here from China.
And transmission is not that easy. I think there's been a misperception that coronavirus hangs in the air waiting to catch you. No, it takes direct person-to-person contact.
We also know that if it were likely to be transmitted casually, we would be seeing a lot more cases.
Right, because this is New York and you're in elevators and trains with everybody all the time.
When we come back, we're going to discuss, so many people are shocked that the media are saying things like Trump has blood on his hands, close quote. Why would you be shocked? You have to understand who these guys are and what they're all about. You're shocked? They've been calling this man a fascist. After you call somebody a Nazi and compare them to Hitler, there's nowhere else to go. Obviously, they're going to say he has blood on his hands. He's a Nazi. He's a fascist. He's Hitler. He's incompetent. He's racist. He's xenophobic. I'm Larry Elder.
Larry Elder, all true, all devastating. It's the Sage, Larry Elder.
Hey, Larry, this is Sean Anderson, South Carolina. You know, with everything going on throughout the corona, you just don't hear anybody talking about whether Nancy Pelosi or whatnot's going to be calling hearings to get to the bottom of the coronavirus in the way it affected our economy. Thank you. Have a good one, man.
Hey, Larry, I'm calling you back from Las Vegas. How come no one has made reference to what David Rockefeller stated when he made reference to the perfect crisis in order to push the one world order? I'm kind of like paraphrasing his statement. They needed the right circumstances in order for the people to accept the one world order or the new world order. All right, if you can comment on that, appreciate it. Thank you.
What did Rahm Emanuel say? Never let a crisis go to waste. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, ReliefFactor.com studio. Go to my website, LarryElder.com. Check out my latest column. It's called The Coronavirus, What Would Joe Biden Do? I think you'll enjoy it. Yeah, for the people that want every country to be submitted to some sort of international authority, this is exactly an opportunity to do that. And for the people that want to expand government, their argument is that but for our not having a single payer, we would have all the ventilators that we need. We'd have all the masks that we need. We would have been prepared for the coronavirus pandemic. And, of course, that's nonsense, but it doesn't matter. Now, for the people that are stunned, shocked, and how the media, the mantra now is the president was clueless, the president diminished the seriousness of this pandemic, and as a result, he has blood on his hands. Honestly. This is a group of people. I'm talking about Democrats, many of them, and much of the media, that has despised this man from before he entered office. You're talking about this ridiculous investigation of Russian collusion for 2.5 years. A quarter of the Democrat delegation did not show up for his inauguration. 12 members of the Democrat, of the congressional delegation of Democrats, didn't show up for his first State of the Union speech. Some 67 Democrat House members co-signed a bill to invoke the 25th Amendment, to argue that the newly elected president was unfit for office because he was mentally disturbed. We've had the Emoluments Clause issue, Stormy Daniel, and the man is still standing. And he's been called a racist and a fascist. And once you call somebody a fascist, a duly elected president of the United States, a fascist, there's nowhere else to go. So why would you be shocked that the same people refer to Donald Trump, a duly elected president, as a Nazi, as a fascist? Why would you be surprised that the very same people would not say he has blood on his hands because of the way he responded to this crisis? Now, I will concede that the White House underestimated this. But so did the healthcare professionals on whom the White House relied. You got this Harvard professor, former Harvard professor we talked about yesterday, Dr. Hazeltine. He said this thing turned out to be far more infectious than we originally thought.
Well, we know it's highly infectious. And as the days go by, we're learning it's more infectious than we thought it was, say, a month ago, even 2 weeks ago. So it is highly infectious, as infectious or maybe even slightly more than some strains of influenza. So that's the answer to your first question. You've asked a very interesting second question, which is, can you be reinfected once you have survived the infection? And that question is still open. It's open because in the case of SARS and MERS, there was evidence that people could be reinfected after they had recovered from the first infection. And certainly there's evidence in animals that animals who also have coronaviruses may be reinfected. I should say we don't know the answer yet for this virus, for the virus that's causing COVID. It's possible.
We don't know the answer. It's more contagious than we originally thought. At first, we thought somebody had to cough on you, and now we're thinking it could be in the air. And Dr. Birx is challenging developers to come up with a coronavirus antibody test for health workers.
And I think really being able to tell them the peace of mind that would come from knowing you already were infected, you have antibody, you're safe from reinfection 99.9% of the time. And so this, I think, would be very reassuring to our frontline healthcare workers. And our universities can do that by Friday. So I'm putting that challenge out to them to really work on that and do that. That's what we did in the early days. We had ELISAs up and running within days of having the antigen. And so this is what's really possible. So we're not waiting. We're asking for help now.
Now, many of the same people accusing President Trump of, quote, having blood in his hands, close quote, are the very same people who not only believe that the Russians interfered with the 2016 election, and they certainly did, but that they change vote tallies. I am not making this up. Majority of Democrats believe that the Russians changed vote tallies, even though there's zero evidence that they did. Just as a majority of Democrats believe that George W. Bush lied us into the Iraq War, even though the Rob Silverman Commission says nobody lied. Intelligence was wrong about the assumption that there would be stockpiles once we entered Iraq in 2003. They weren't there. Or at least they weren't there in the form that these analysts assumed. But the commission said nobody lied. It doesn't matter. The majority of Democrats still believe George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, Condi Rice, Colin Powell all got together and say, hey, wouldn't it be a good idea to throw a party and have a war? That's what they believe. 60% of Democrats believe that Republicans are racist, bigoted, and sexist. That's what they think of you. 80% plus of Democrats believe that Donald Trump is a racist. So you have a party that does not believe he was legitimately elected, that believes the Russians changed vote tallies. This is a party who believes that he is unfit to hold office. This is a party that believes that he simply should not be president because do you think President Trump says Chuck Todd has blood in his hands? Chuck Todd used to work for a Democrat. Jake Tapper used to work for a Democrat. George Clintonopoulos was a top aide to Bill Clinton. Talk about a virus. 888-971-SAG. Now, anybody listen to watch MSNBC Hall on a regular basis, please call me, 888-971-SAG. I have a question for you, and I want to see if you can answer it. 888-971-SAGE. If you watch a lot of MSNBC Hall and know their hosts, call me. I'm Larry Elder.
You're listening to The Larry Elder Show. I never thought we'd stay. Never thought tonight. Now back to the sage, Larry Elder.
Hey, Larry. Rocky from California. I just have a question. I am an essential employee and know many other essential employees, and it seems like there's hundreds of thousands of essential employees. How come there's not a spike in the essential employees getting the virus? I don't know anybody that has it. None of my coworkers know anybody. It just seems kind of strange. What do you think of your show? Keep up the good work. Thank you.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, ReliefFactor.com studio. Interesting question, isn't it? Maybe it's because there are so few now. You drive up now here in California, it's amazing. You roll a bowling ball down the street and not hit anybody. So maybe that's why the essential workers have not had a spike in the number of people contracting coronavirus. We don't even know. We don't have testing. People can be asymptomatic. We're going to be looking back and learning a lot of lessons about all of this. But thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Great news. No Safe Spaces is now available to watch for a limited time only at nosafespaces.com. One price allows you to watch as many times as you want until May 31st. It stars Dennis Prager, Adam Carolla, and No Safe Spaces got a 99% rating at RottenTomatoes.com last year, the highest rating for any film in the year 2019. If you are concerned about the encroachment of free speech, if you're concerned about safe spaces and microaggressions on college campuses, this is the movie for you. It's $19.99 to watch it. Again, as many times as you want until May 31st. And the DVDs are $19.99, and On Demand plus a DVD is $29.99. So go to nosafespaces.com and use discount code SAVE, SAVE25. There's no space between the E and the 2 and 25. SAVE 25, you're going to get 25% off. nosafespaces.com. Benson & Hedges is a cigarette giant. It's the British American Tobacco. And they claim they developed a coronavirus vaccine made from tobacco plants. And they figure they can manufacture up to 3 million doses a week starting in June if it gets support from the UK government. It's an unproven vaccine currently being tested on animals. But the British American Tobacco Company is calling on the UK to fast-track the vaccine through rigorous human trials, which could otherwise take the best part of a year and make the June date impossible. It's got vast resources. It's headquartered in London. And it said it would sell the test to the government at cost, not making any profit. Now, tobacco firms are currently barred from doing deals with government under World Health Organization rules. But the British American Tobacco Company plans on contacting the WHO for a waiver. Again, we will keep you posted on all these developments, but hopefully that one will be promising. Food distributors are now selling restaurant-quality meat and produce directly to consumers. About a half a dozen companies are keeping their trucks rolling. Instead of stopping, though, at those large grocery stores to unload fresh meats and vegetables, some of them are pulling up at a home or an apartment with much smaller orders, some as low as $70 with no delivery fee. The pivot to retail involves changing delivery routes and delivering smaller, less profitable orders. But they're doing it, and they're trying to adapt to this new environment that we're in. Now, the Navy has fired the captain of the USS Theodore Roosevelt days after he pleaded for help with sailors who have come down with the coronavirus. He sent out a letter complaining and urging help to get these some 4,000 sailors off the boat, but they've been quarantined on the boat. He wrote a letter, and the letter went out on an unsecured network. And according to the acting Navy secretary, was copied to 20 or 30 other people, and he did not safeguard the information, and that the letter created, quote, a degree of panic, close quote, on the shift. So the captain has been fired, has been relieved for loss of confidence, and the acting Navy secretary named John Modley said, I did not come to this decision lightly, end of quote. We're going to talk about that next segment. And also, the mayor of L.A. has announced that anybody that leaves one's house should wear a face mask. Not the professional kind that the nurses and doctors need because of the low supply. Even if you just wear a bandana, he says, put something around your face. All of that and more between now and the close of the program. And no one's called who watches a lot of MSNBC, huh? I'm Larry Elder.
Every day, it's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey.
Welcome back to the Pain-Free Relief Factor.com studios. It's the Sage, Larry Elder.
Yes, Mr. Elder, I want to thank you so much for keeping us on top of the real truth. The real truth reigns. I trust you. Keep up the good word. Thank you.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, ReliefFactor.com studio. Mike Lindell is answering the call for more face masks as the country continues to deal with the pandemic. He's up to making, what, $50,000 a week? And right now, MyPillow is offering an exclusive radio special. Buy one, get one free on a variety of products by going to MyPillow.com. The Suprema MyPillows, the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow Towels, the Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, the Duvet Covers, the Giza Pillowcases, the Bolster Pillows, and the Neck Pillows. Plus, if you buy Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, you're going to get free shipping and a $25 gift certificate. Just go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code Larry, or call 800-890-1843. Be sure and use promo code Larry. The acting Navy secretary has relieved a captain of an aircraft carrier. The aircraft carrier was stationed outside of Guam, where, interestingly enough, my dad was stationed during World War II. And the captain complained about the fact that he has several sailors who've contracted the coronavirus, and he wanted the rest of the sailors, some 4,000 on the ship, to get off the ship where they can be quarantined, and sent out a letter complaining about his condition. And he has now been relieved of his duty, and Acting Navy Secretary Thomas Motley explains why.
We have nearly 1,000 personnel off the ship right now. And in the next couple of days, we expect to have about 2,700 of them off the ship. One thing I want to emphasize as well is that we cannot and will not remove all the sailors from the ship. And that's not what the commanding officer requested either, nor the medical team. Our plan has always been to remove as much of the crew as we can while maintaining for the ship's safety. It's important to understand that just because it's big and it floats and it has a lot of people on it, the comparison of the TR to a cruise ship pretty much ends there. This ship has weapons on it, it has munitions on it, it has expensive aircraft, and it has a nuclear power plant. It requires a certain number of people on that ship to maintain the safety and security of the ship. There are less than 100 personnel who have tested positive so far. None of them are seriously ill, and not one of them has been hospitalized to date. Currently, the numbers are, we have 93 positive tests, 86 exhibiting symptoms, and 7 without symptoms, 593 negative tests, and we've tested about 24% of the crew. And so we've got 1,273 of the crew that have been tested. Some of those results have not come back yet. We have accelerated testing and are deep cleaning all the spaces on the ship. We are providing the commanding officer what he has requested, and we are doing our best to accelerate the pace wherever we can. What we are looking at is beyond just the facilities that the Navy has or space or real estate that the Navy has or the DOD has on Guam. So we are in conversations with the governor of Guam to see if there's an ability to free up some hotel space, and they're working that one pretty diligently right now. It looks like that is going to be one of the areas that we can send people to. As far as how long this is going to take, I don't have a good estimate on that. I will tell you it won't be resolved in the next couple of days. It will take some time, but we're still looking at that and trying to get a good understanding of what that might impact with respect to operational readiness. I would also like to emphasize that if the ship needs to go, if there's a crisis, the ship can go. That's part of the reason why we're maintaining the skills on the ship that we need if we have to move it in the case of an emergency.
Now, when we began today, I told you that I am in Los Angeles, and the mayor has just issued an advisory, an order, that if you leave your house, you should wear a mask. Not the professional kind, because those are in limited supply and are needed by the doctors and by the other healthcare personnel. But even if it's a makeshift thing, a bandana, the mayor is now asking every Angeleno who leaves his or her house to wear one.
So I repeat, please do not get medical grade or surgical masks or these N95 masks. We must not contribute to the shortage of these essential personal protective equipment for medical personnel and first responders. But other coverings like this, which can be made of different materials that we can wear in public. Research shows even a bandana tucked in can have an effect of slowing down droplet spread. These face coverings are only effective together, of course, with safe physical distancing. And we're going to have to get used to, you know, seeing each other like this. You know, this.
And he put on a black face mask. When I saw the picture, I thought he'd been kidnapped by ISIS.
Excuse me. This will be the look. So let me lead as mayor. and let people know this is how we're going to be seeing each other. And wearing these on the streets is something that will help us all control that spread, and most importantly, when we go to the grocery store or something, keep those frontline workers from getting sick.
Bernie Sanders is still in the race. He has been asked by none other than Whoopi Goldberg, what the hell are you doing still being in the race? He said falsely that Trump has not utilized the Defense Production Act, an act that he just utilized.
The Congress has got to act and act decisively to make sure that every American understands that they will be protected economically, that they're going to have the health care that they need, that we're going to use the Defense Production Act, which Trump has not utilized.
Really?
You had a call with Senator Schumer. He says you've now agreed to invoke the Defense Production Act to actually make those medical supplies that hospitals say are in severe shortage. So two questions. Is that what you're doing now?
It is. I did it yesterday. We invoked it, I think, the day before. We signed it the evening of the day before and invoked it yesterday. We have a lot.
The Congress has got to act and act decisively to make sure that every American understands that they will be protected economically, that they're going to have the health care that they need, that we're going to use the Defense Production Act, which Trump has not utilized.
You had a call with Senator Schumer. He says you've now agreed to invoke the Defense Production Act to actually make those medical supplies that hospitals say are in severe shortage. So two questions. Is that what you're doing now?
It is. I did it yesterday. We invoked it, I think, the day before. We signed it the evening of the day before. And invoked it yesterday. We have a lot of people working very hard to do ventilators and various other things.
And as far as the worst case scenario is concerned, here's what the Surgeon General said.
If we really do our part, stay at home, social distance, then we can flatten our curve even below those projections. But it really depends on all of us. And I commit to you all as Americans that as Surgeon General, I'm going to do my best to get you the information you need. We're going to do our best as the task force to make sure the federal support is there. But we need state and we need local people to come together with federal support to make this possible. Those numbers don't have to be a reality.
It's the Sage, Larry Elder. America, we have a country to save. And now, here's Larry Elder.
Larry, ask Stephen Moore. Let's change that stupid $600 for 1099 before he got to take taxes out. It was like in the 60s early. That should be $6,000. That'd be a fast way to get rid of that dumb taxes. And anybody's hiring anybody extra right now because of the situation, to give them $6,000, 1099 will help both people fast. The other thing is, we should get a deduction for all medical, man. Not know some formula. Any medical, get a deduction now. How's that? Sheldon, Valencia.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Larry Elder, ReliefFactor.com studio. The zip poll question I left you with yesterday. This question assumes you do not work in healthcare. Have you worn a face mask to guard against the coronavirus? 16% of the respondents said they had. 84% said they hadn't. That's going to change. I'll ask that question again maybe in a week or so. Here's the one for tonight. I'll give you the results tomorrow. Are you confident that there will be a vaccine for the coronavirus within the next year? Either yes or no. In order to participate, you must be a member of the Zip community. Go to your app store, download the Zip app by searching under Zip Poll USA, and be sure and use my code SAGE in order to respond. Now, the reason I've been asking somebody who knows the lineup of MFCB Hee-Haw to call me, because I wanted to ask you a hypothetical question. Let's assume that one of the hosts was interviewing a pastor, and then near the end of the segment about the coronavirus crisis, turned to the pastor and said, "Can you lead us into a short prayer?" And the pastor and the host did. If I said that, which host would be the one more likely to have turned to his guest and said, "Can you lead us into a prayer?" Rachel Maddow? Are you kidding me? Lawrence O'Donnell? Chris Hayes? Sharpton? Joy Reid? Here's what happened.
Bishop, 30 seconds for folks who weren't able to get to church yesterday. I've never actually done this on the air. Can you lead us in prayer for 30 seconds?
Yes, I can.
Our Father and our God, we bow our heads to you in humility, understanding that we are not competent in and of ourselves to handle this kind of global calamity. We look to you, Lord, to be the source of strength, the help, the light that we need. Strengthen our first responders. Strengthen even our broadcast people. Strengthen all of us whose lives have been devastated and disrupted. And give us the peace that passes all understanding. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Wow. The host was Craig Melvin. The pastor was T.D. Jakes. MSNBC, Hee-haw, hell just froze over. I'm Larry Elder.
That's enough. Put down the mic.
I want to thank Larry for the job he's done.
All across America, the mic has been dropped.
The Larry Elder Show.